I had a salesman. He was great at selling, he said to me. He said, but the one thing that he hated the most was making phone calls to set up appointments. I said, do you know someone who is great at making phone calls? He says, yeah, my wife is wonderful at it. I said, well, have you ever considered asking her to make phone calls for you? He said, no. I said, well, gee, I would suggest you go to her and say, honey, how about if you and I are going to make a nice cruise by the end of the year, if we increase my income by 36%, the price is going to be a nice cruise to wherever you want to go. You think she might be interested in making some phone calls for you? And she says, oh, yes, she would love that. So right around him, you know. Here he's doing something that he hates to do, he's not good at. I read a story about the 1988 Olympics. And the coach of the ping pong team, it's table tennis officially, right? But I call it ping pong. The coach of the ping pong team was interviewed and asked, because they have all these people from China who are just winning, who are winning all the medals. And so the Chinese coach was interviewed and asked, he says, well, how do your people train? And he says, they train 8 hours a day on their strengths. And the interviewer said, excuse me? He says, you don't have them train on the weaknesses. And he says, no, they spend some time on the weaknesses, but they spend almost all of their time developing their strengths, making them stronger, stronger, and stronger, and stronger. He says, for instance, the guy that won a gold medal, he says his backhand isn't very good, but his forehand is so good that people are happy to get the ball back, never mind trying to get it to his backhand.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You see? So check your strengths. What are you good at? And then work with it. Find an element within your current work to develop that. If you are a wonderful organizer, go to somebody in your office who is in charge and say, you know, I want to help you organize this office. I want to work half time of what I'm doing now, the other half time, I want to organize this office because it's going to increase productivity. I figured it out in a little numbers form. I figure I can improve productivity by 20%, which should add 10% to your bottom line. Are you interested in adding 10% to your bottom line? Well, who isn't, right? So you get to work within your strengths now. Guess what's going to, how are you going to feel when you work in an area that you already have a natural feel for, a natural strength for? How's that going to make you feel?
Good.
It's going to make you feel very good.
Strong.
People, everybody enjoys doing things that they're naturally good at. Think about that. So find ways to match your strength with what your company wants, or if you're in business for yourself, with what the marketplace wants. And you know, one of the biggest misconceptions is still being taught is to find a need and fill it. That's not true. Many people have gone broke trying to fill needs. What you want to do is find a want and fill it. People spend their money on wants, not on needs. An old bum is standing in front of a couple of stores. He has one shoe with the sole is plopping off. Shoe store on the one side, liquor store on the other side. And you come by, and he says, man, he said, look at my shoe. I need a new pair of shoes, man. He said, look, new pair of shoes, I can get them for $10. Can you help me out? And he said, well, how much you got? He said, I got $2. He said, okay, here's $8. Go buy yourself a new pair of shoes. And you walk away, and all of a sudden you get this funny feeling, and you look around to see, is he going to go into the shoe store, or is he going to go, by any chance, into the liquor store? Which store do you think he's going to go into? He wants to buy a bottle of booze, and he needs a pair of shoes. What's the answer?
Liquor.
Yeah, people do what they want, not what they need. And you need to understand the difference. So a need and a want combined, that's it. You know, you can combine two. They need it and they want it. That's perfect. So find out what people want, and then you provide it, if that is one of your areas of strength. Let's talk a little bit about how to be a great communicator. You know what? Every great communicator is, first of all, a good listener. You ever observe that? Most people do not listen. What they do in their head is you're talking to them, and you think they're listening to you. But what they're doing in their head is they're thinking about what they're going to say as soon as you shut up. See, they're not really listening to you. They're listening to you with half an ear. And the other side of the brain is very busy trying to figure out how they're going to answer you or what they're going to ask you next. And sometimes I do interviews with people, and I can literally see that. I look at the interviewer, and I see the interviewer already trying to formulate the next question in his or her head. And I'll stop him and say, wait a second, pay attention to the answer I'm giving you now, because there's a lot of value in this for you. So before you start asking me the next question, let's listen to the answer to the first question. Because if you only want to ask questions, you're not going to learn anything. Listen to the answer and do something with it. So you want to become a good listener. How do you become a good listener? By focusing your full attention on the person that you're with and who is talking to you. So all you need, any distracting thoughts, set them aside. Stay focused. Stay focused. And that is how you become a great listener. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you something to do. Next time you go to a get-together where there are a lot of people that you don't know, I want you to have somebody that you know, a friend of yours, and you say, I'm going to talk to this person over there. And after I'm done talking, I want you to go to this person and ask them, after I'm gone, what kind of a person that I am. They don't know me. You've never heard of me before, right? And I want you to go to this person, and I just want you to talk to this person. I don't want you to say anything about you. Just talk about them. So if I were to be talking to Diane, for instance, I say, hi, Diane, how long have you been living here?
About 15 years.
15 years. Do you enjoy living here?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Like it a lot? Where did you live before?
New York.
New York. Ooh, a little colder over there, right?
A lot colder.
How about the difference in lifestyle between the East Coast and the West Coast?
I actually like New York better.
A little why?
Because it's more about thinking and it's more cerebral than out here.
More energy?
Yeah.
Not as laid back,
yeah, right?
People
talk to each other.
Yell at each other.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Have you been back visiting recently?
Not often enough, no.
When is the last time you went there?
About 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm ready to go anytime.
Okay. You're planning to go maybe sometime this year? Or?
Yeah, I want to get work that'll send me back there.
Okay. Well, make that one of your goals, you know?
It is.
Oh, good. Put that one of your list of goals. Good. Now, let's suppose, Kim, you go over to Diane and ask her, the guy that you just saw over there, what kind of a guy is he? Ask her the question.
Diane, what kind of a guy is he?
He's really nice.
Now, you notice? You see what happened here? This is really what will happen to you. I didn't say one thing about me, did I? Not one word. I didn't say, well, I like California too, you know. No, I didn't say anything like that. Or I like New York too, you know. No, I didn't say anything about what my opinion was. I just focused on her. I paid attention to her, didn't look at anybody else, didn't think of anything else. I was just very focused and listened very carefully to what she had to say. And my questions were directly to her answer, not out of left field, right field. It is so flattering to have somebody pay total attention to you. You cannot help but like that person. Absolutely. So become a real good listener and you become a great communicator. You see? And the people say afterwards, boy, she was really nice and boy, she's intelligent too. Because, you see, they're going to give you all kinds of wonderful qualities just because she listened well.